The IRS, the NSA, and the Supreme Court, with a 7-2 ruling striking down an Arizona law requiring citizenship proof for voters is illegal. What do they have in common? We're talking about it on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Remember, it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine, for that matter, so you can always chip in and throw in your two cents on things like this one. We've watched this from the sidelines and knew that this was coming down the pike. But 7-2, throwing out the voter-approved requirement that prospective voters document their U.S. citizenship. And we know what this is about. There's a bigger issue looming here. Specifically, what it is federal law precludes Arizona from requiring a federal form applicant to submit information beyond that which is required on the form itself. That's what Justice Scalia wrote for the court's majority. The court was considering the legality of the requirement that me, you, prospective voters in Arizona, if we were, that we document our citizenship in order to use the registration form produced under the federal motor voter registration law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which doesn't require documentation, trumps Arizona's Prop 200 that was passed in 2004. Arizona appealed the decision to the Supreme Court, and look what happened now. 7-2, the decision. Lots of people were celebrating over this. Not everybody was upset over the Supreme Court's decision. In fact, Nina Perales, who's the Vice President of Litigation for the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, said the Supreme Court has affirmed that all U.S. citizens have the right to register to vote using the national postcard, regardless of the state in which they live. So check this out. The case focuses on Arizona, which really seems to be tangling with the federal government a lot, spending a lot of money on lawsuits. But four other states, Tennessee, Kansas, Georgia, Alabama, they've got similar requirements. 12 other states were contemplating that same legislation. On the dissent side of the robes, Justice Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito say that the Constitution authorizes states to determine the qualification of voters in federal elections, which necessarily includes the related power to determine whether those qualifications are satisfied. Opponents of Arizona's law see it as an attack on vulnerable voter groups like minorities, immigrants, and old people. They say they've counted more than 31,000 potential legal voters in Arizona who could have been registered before Prop 200 but were blocked by the law. Blocked by the law. It's such a dicey thing here. It's such a wicked tug of war in that state. So now, with this motor voter law and the approval from the Supreme Court, they'll have at it anywhere. If you aren't a citizen, just fill out and mail in the registration cards. Swear you're a citizen under penalty of perjury, but you don't have to show proof. So you know how that goes, because I have been approached many times myself. So when I go to vote, oh, you don't have your ID? I remember the first time I voted in Texas, I didn't have to show it. I said, wow, I just came from another state where I thought I had to show it. All I had to have was the little card that said that I, in fact, could vote, and that was it. So what is the problem with all of this? I don't think it's fair that people who are here under the wire should vote. Come on now. Can't we have clean elections in this day and age, or come somewhat close to it? Wouldn't it be cool if we really just shot for like 85%? It would be. But no, we got the tug of war, federal Trump state. And so here we go again. Too much power in the federal government. And unfortunately, too many people voting who shouldn't be voting. Somebody's denied that should vote, then shame on the people who target them, like older people. But at the same time, so many people voting who shouldn't, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. Because they're lying, but it doesn't matter. They're not citizens of the U.S., and that's why that was put in place, because they knew that there were a lot of people who were doing it. Now, you could say it's more sinister, and it's the Republicans trying to stack the deck, or you could say it's the Democrats trying to stack the deck in a different direction, and there are, in fact, a lot of people that have said it and will be saying it on the upcoming Sunday show. So if you want to listen to that, make sure you tune in to any of the flavors that are out there on cable or in the network calls, CBS, NBC, ABC. They will gladly talk about that. I think it's a question that's very simple. Do we want people that are citizens of the United States to vote? Yes. Do enough of them vote? No, sadly. Do we have to have illegals saying that they are citizens of the United States and then voting? I don't think so. I think we should try to eliminate that as much as possible. As much as possible. All right, interesting thing that's happening in this country. People are starting to wake up, the ones that weren't awake. I know a lot of you were awake, but there are people that are asleep at the wheel who are suddenly paying closer attention. Let's hope that fever spreads and there's more who will awaken to what it's like to live in a country where you can call yourself free and you drink from the cup of freedom. Because some of the other countries out there, boy, you don't want to live in a state-run place, meaning state-run media, everything set up and choreographed the way they want you to believe it is, like in North Korea. It's all a great show. Look it up. Vice. They take their camera crews and they're really good reporters all over the world. One of the stories they did was on North Korea. That gives you a real glimpse behind the world of Kim Jong-un and what's really happening there. And the big setup, without a doubt, you can see the difference of living in that kind of an environment and that kind of world versus what we live in. Coming up on America Tonight, Campus Reform is a group that has lots of kids from campuses that will send in, tweet in, whatever, get the information to their website to talk about some of the things that are happening there. And there's a shocking story about some of the crazy college courses that are being offered for some decent credit out there. What are college students learning and then wondering why they can't find some jobs when they get out? Now, I think they can't find jobs because, frankly, the jobs aren't there. Some of the courses that are being offered are incredible in places like Stanford and Princeton, schools that are Ivy League schools, where I'm thinking, wow, when I went to school, we had parliamentary procedure. I had one goofball class, and it was the psychology of sport, and we had to write tons of papers, so it wasn't really that much of a blow-off. Wait till you hear the course they're offering now across the country. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Campus Reform. Catherine Timpf is with us, and she's going to tell us some interesting things about, I can't even believe it, I was reading it earlier today, some of the most bizarre courses that are being offered on college campuses, in some cases really big college campuses. Catherine, thanks for coming on. I got to start with this one. I have several friends that went to DePaul University. They got, history degrees, and one got a political science degree. They certainly didn't take any classes called Lesbian Lives. Is that for real?
I mean, that sounds more like something that you would see on late-night television than the college course. But it is real. It's very real. It's kind of turned into a lot of those kinds of things. And if you don't have classes like that, you're seen more as intolerant than classes like that even being seen as strange.
Yeah, no kidding. It's the looking into it, it's like the identities and politics with lesbian culture. That's what's there. Historical readings, all that. Are you kidding?
I don't even know what that means. I mean, maybe I need to take the class, but this just sounds like a lot of, buzzwords and, popular phrases, but I don't know what you would really even learn in a class like that.
Yeah, how many credits? And then Princeton University. I grew up down the street from Princeton University. The Politics and Aesthetics of Black Queer Formations.
Yeah, a lot of these titles are unbelievable. I don't really see the youth unemployment rate is so high. I think we should be doing more to teach students things that can help them in their jobs and careers. I don't see how a class like that particularly could. There's just such an obsession with race and sexuality that I feel like schools have almost forgotten what their purpose is.
No kidding. All right, this one I have to throw out there because you guys dug it up and then I looked it up. Oberlin College is doing one that I'm sure people listening to America Tonight are going to get a big chuckle out of this. Prostitution and social control, governing loose women.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's just absolutely bizarre. Some of these kinds of things. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. What was the ecofeminism course somewhere?
Yeah.
What is ecofeminism? I mean, it's just...
I don't know.
It really blows my mind, the kind of things. And, you know, a lot of them are, you know, teaching, you know, it's evil to be white, things like that. I mean, it's just the same progressive themes being taught in a classroom setting as fact. It's really what a lot of these classes are.
Yeah, and so just disguised in buzzwords, as you said, and other names. So obviously you dug up a bunch of them, and we can see how ridiculous some of the names of the classes are. And then when you look a little deeper and you get the description of what the course is, because of course if somebody signs up for it and they're getting credit for it, you have the course description and how many credits does it offer and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So is it any wonder, I mean, how high is the unemployment rate among young people who come out of school and they have massive debt? It's crazy.
Right. I mean, it's just people, they don't... I did a video, a man on the street interview where these students were protesting their debt. This kid had $100,000. And I said, well, what did you study? He said, I studied women's studies and sociology. And I said, well, what do you want to do? And he said, I want to be a high school music teacher. I mean,
yeah, where's the music? Where's the music in that degree? Yeah.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. It's just that people get so wrapped up, and it's like, who's going to be the most tolerant? You know, it's ridiculous. I saw a headline yesterday, actually, that said, you know, it's saying that something is homophobic is insensitive to people who suffer from phobias. And it's just like, where does it end, you know, with, you know, the political correctness and tolerance? And we need to get back to teaching things that students can use in their careers in school. That's what college is supposed to be for.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, too. You talk about the whole theme of the whiteness theme. And one of the classes at Stanford University, and other people have talked about this, but it's called Possessive Investment in Whiteness. And basically the theme is the challenges and what refines the ideas of white privilege and race in history and the contemporary United States, and then talks about how students with an approachable, you know, but nuanced way of developing a notion of, this sounds crazy, doesn't it, of construction and maintenance of whiteness in the United States. What? And it's like unfaircampaign.org. So what doesn't matter? Who's going to Stanford? There's all kinds of people going to Stanford. That seems, and actually to me, that seems like you're inviting and you're just stirring the pot for more of this over-the-top racism conversation, even in areas where it doesn't exist anyway.
Right, exactly. And I mean, and that's just not some crazy, weird, hippie school somewhere. I mean, that's Stanford. That's supposed to be one of the top universities in the country. And they're basically, I mean, if you would have replaced any other race, of course, with that, it'd be cries of racism everywhere. But, you know, we can't be surprised if you think about what happened at Northwestern. There's somebody that wanted to be the head of, or vice president of, diversity and inclusion. And he was not able to be because he was a white, straight male. And, you know, he tried to protest being like, but my sister's a lesbian. I mean, really? Is that the kind of level that we're bringing down all of our discourse to right now? I mean, it's dividing more than it is uniting, which is what these people claim they want to do, who support these kinds of things.
And do you think it's dividing? Certainly we know with adults, people that already are out of school, but do you think it's a divisive thing on a college campus?
I would think that it would have to be. And among young people, conservative is a dirty word. And so you need to act like, you know, you support all of these things, or else, you know, you don't want to be called racist or intolerant. And then you're being taught in the classroom that people who are white are automatically intolerant. And, you know, so I can't imagine how it wouldn't be.
Yeah. I hate to pick on Oberlin College. I went to school at Ohio University, and we never had this class, How to Win a Beauty Pageant. Wow.
Yeah. The fact that you could be earning college credit for that is absurd.
It is absurd.
And if we know from Miss America, people in beauty pageants probably need a little more sometimes. Or what was it? The Utah contestant?
Yeah.
Maybe she should use another class besides how to win a beauty pageant. I mean, that's something you can take on your own time. It shouldn't be for college credit.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you. Although I will say this, I found one that I actually like the title of, How to Rule the World.
Right.
I think that could appeal.
If that's what they teach you, that should be the only class that you need ever.
I know. Why would you need anything else?
Right.
And I guess what I don't understand is I was looking, and maybe I'm answering my own question, because of, as you said, the PC police. Look at the universities we're talking about. Brown University, DePaul University, Princeton, Stanford, those are the kind of schools that are offering some of these courses. And like I said, and I'll mention this to everybody again, we're talking with Catherine Temp from Campus Reform. As we look into this a little bit deeper, all you have to do is read what the course description is. So it's not just a crazy title, but it really is meatier than that. It really is what the title says. And the scary thing is, in some of these cases, they're getting, you know, 3 credits or so to take this class. Give me a break.
Right.
And they make fun of football players who took basket weaving. Are you kidding?
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And then these kids are going into all this debt to take pageant classes and, you know, what is it, zombies and infectious diseases is another class. You know, zombies aren't real, so I can't imagine that would be very beneficial.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and as we said, you're with Campus Reform, and you find out some really interesting stories. How do you get a lot of your stuff? Is it from a lot of the kids on campus? I mean, obviously
digging. Kids on campuses contact us all the time and say, hey, this is going on at my school. A lot of times they want to be remain anonymous just because they don't want to be called a racist or intolerant. But, you know, we kind of help expose these things. A lot of people who have graduated or parents would have no idea are going on a college campus because, you know, that's the dream for a lot of kids or a lot of families send the kid to college. But it's just the idea of college. A lot of people don't really know what's actually really going on.
Yeah, let me ask you a last one. You even have a link to a video about related to NSA. Edward Snowden, what do you think most college students think, fair or foul, that he did a good thing by exposing what he exposed, or no, he's a traitor?
I think it's pretty mixed. I think a lot of people think he did a good thing, but like I went and did that facility on campus. On the campus, a lot of people that I talked to, they had no idea the facility was there, A, and B, a lot of them had never even heard of Edward Snowden.
Little kids, students,
you know, young adults are paying attention to what's going on. That's really important stuff.
Yeah, so there's the example. Okay, well, it's just like the Jay Leno thing, man on the street, you go down there, they don't even know who Edward Snowden is.
They don't know what's going on yet.
Yeah, maybe they can talk about that in school instead of the lesbian course.
And zombies.
And all that kind of stuff. All right, Catherine, thanks so much for coming on the show again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks, bye-bye.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put 2 and 2 together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Among the things we'll discuss here are promoting new growth and jobs on both sides of the Atlantic. And I'm pleased to join these leaders to announce the launch of negotiations on a new trade agreement that will help us do just that. It would increase exports, decrease barriers to trade and investment. As part of broader growth strategies in both our economies, it would support hundreds of thousands of jobs on both sides of the ocean.
Jobs. But who would actually benefit the most from that? Well, who knows? It's just more of a conversation about trade. Whenever you have a summit, that is the economics certainly come into play. By the way, the whole snooping thing in the NSA also on the table, and Syria, since Vladimir Putin is there and he is backing the Assad regime, as is his pals in Iran, while we are getting small weapons into the hands of some rebels. So, Ireland, the Group of Eight Summit, that's what we're talking about, in Northern Ireland. By the way, Mrs. Obama caused a little bit of a flap because she flew on Air Force One to Belfast with the daughters. That's not unusual, right? But, as always, it's the dollars and cents of where are they staying. And they're staying in a hotel suite in the Shelbourne Hotel, which is $3,300 a night. And they booked 30 rooms in the hotel. Hey, she got a good suite, Princess Grace Suite, which is named for the film star Princess Grace And she's staying in the same suite that she stayed in. I love how they get all the details of it, too. I'm just going to throw this in here as a quick aside. The suite has two guest bedrooms, a living room, a dining room, four phones, three TVs, bedding of 100% Egyptian cotton, an espresso machine, and butler service. So the two-day trip to Ireland and Northern Ireland is about $5 million. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. So, hey, maybe I'll get a postcard in the mail. I don't know. I hope it's a good one. I can remember when my mother went there, she sent me a bunch of postcards. All right, since they are in Northern Ireland, one of the things that is very complicated in Northern Ireland is the walls and the Protestant versus the Catholic religion or the Unionist versus the Catholics. Since I was just there last September, I saw it up close and personal firsthand. You can go to americatonight.net, and we've got pictures. If you dig through the archives, you'll see the pictures of me in Ireland signing the peace wall. It has barbed wire across the top of it, and also some of the interviews we did when we were there. If you go to what you missed, what an experience it was. But I have to tell you, this spot in Northern Ireland, Belfast, they have the Titanic experience. It's that brand new museum, which is, I think, barely a year old now at this point, and it is an amazing sight to see, which I'm sure the president will see. I'm sure the first lady would see it, and it's where they film the docking areas where they film Game of Thrones and on a sound stage there. But you could feel a little bit of the people are proud and they want to see things change, but you could feel still some of that pressure and some of that tension. So the press had this to say about peace and Northern Ireland.
We'll need more of you, young people, who imagine the world as it should be, who knock down walls, who knock down barriers.
Oof, knocking down barriers. Speaking of that, a big barrier is in the way of immigration as we bounce back to our own politics on the ground anyway, here at home after a long Father's Day weekend. The immigration debate, the thought is by so many in Washington who are handicapping this, and you know every show we have people on from Talk Radio News, that this is going to happen, that this is going to pass. But I have to tell you, on conversations I've had with people along the border and some who have ties to what ultimately could be somebody with a vote, it's not really looking as good as they think. Rubio, I said it last week, I'll say it again, has an amendment that calls specifically for border security and the way we measure it to be controlled by Congress, not by the White House. So in his mind, he says, Senator Rubio says, they can't just say, great, we're going to send more agents to the border. We're going to put more surveillance up. We're going to put more barbed wire. We're going to do whatever. No, it has to meet the measures that have been set up by Congress, and Congress would have the power in that. I think that amendment is going to get people hacked off and other people liking it, but it's going to cause a problem because they're not going to pass the amendment. Or maybe they will just to get Rubio on board, but then when you ultimately go for a full vote of the Senate, what is that vote going to look like? Democrats and Republicans keep saying there has to be immigration reform. This is the time. This has to happen now. And especially Republicans, because they know they hardly got any of the Latino vote in the last presidential election. And when you crunch the numbers show this is what really killed, in part, Romney. That he didn't have any of those numbers. So the Republicans are trying hard to make this happen if they can make it happen. But I don't think we're going to see it. I don't think we're going to see it by the end of this year. I don't believe that. I think the debating will continue. I could be wrong and I'll eat crow on the air. But I don't think so. It doesn't feel that way to me based on conversations with people who are on the security end of it, people who are on the political end of it. There's too still much back and forth on what we need to do to say that we've done our best at securing the border, at syncing it up. Boy, they're good at the metadata stuff and spying on us, doing getting a treasure trove of information. You would think they would be better at coming up with something that people can live with along the border instead of the same old thing. And the same old thing is not going to work this time around. It's not going to work. What is it that happens as far as accountability, or what doesn't happen in Congress, and why they're seeing such pathetic approval ratings? Because people don't believe that they have our best interest in mind on the votes, the various votes they're taking. And there's some big ones coming up. Big ones coming up. And we still have the summer of scandals and committees to wade through. I mean, a lot of it to wade through. So while we see in Arizona their voter ID gets shot down, their form of it gets shot down that was put in play in 2004 and it'll affect other states, you have Senator Ted Cruz announcing that he's going to file an amendment to the immigration legislation that would allow states to require proof of citizenship before registering to vote. His announcement happened when the Supreme Court's decision came down to strike down the Arizona provision I've been talking about in its voter registration law that required identification confirming your citizenship. That was a 7-2 majority, by the way. If the senator's amendment goes to the floor, it could throw an even bigger monkey wrench into the already complicated immigration reform bill. So you have this bipartisan group pushing the bill, but you have amendments that are floating out there that are going to be tricky for some to vote for and a layup for others to vote for. Let's hope they figure this out and do the right thing. If you're going to have immigration reform, for goodness sake, have immigration reform and stop messing around with it. This is what we always see and what always happens. And it doesn't make sense to me. If we're going to do this, then it's got to be done. Instead of tiptoeing around it, it's like doublespeak in its worst examples of it, of what we've seen from a lot of people that represent us on the Hill. And immigration has so been that issue of flipping and flopping and saying one thing and then spinning it around to mean something else where it doesn't even sound the same anymore. So an immigration law that kicks in that could affect so many, many, many people, I think they don't worry right now, because this pathway to citizenship is not even, the clock is not even running on it at this point, not even running on it. All right, we've been known to hopscotch in a couple of different directions here on the show, so I want to do that quickly here. You know, in Colorado, they're being kind of held hostage in a way because they're trying to figure out whether a crime was committed, and they don't know that right now. 16,000 acres, for example, of the Black Forest fire, 75% contained on Monday. They're letting people visit their homes by the day, and this is a mandatory evacuation area that covered 4,100 people. Tens of thousands last week. So people are being kept out in the hotspot areas, and they're trying to figure out the point of origin. And they say when they do this arson investigation, it's a slow, methodical process. And at least they've contained it to 75%, because the National Weather Service says highs will be in the upper 70s through Tuesday, and then there's a 30% chance of rain and maybe light wind in the next couple of days. And if you get too much wind, that's when it gets really creepy, and there's not much you can do with that fire line. All right, hang with us on the flip side. Got an interesting assessment of the world these days with these May-December relationships. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Relationship. I can tell you the definition of a bad relationship. That would be Congress and almost anything they do to the rest of us in the nation. Or it would be what's happening lately at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the scandal of the moment, the controversies. And the questions become, really, are these things going to be solved? The answer is probably not. And when one thing happens, something worse happens, and then it replaces all the controversy over the other thing, and so on and so forth. All right, just quickly, Fountain of Youth, maybe that's what these ladies are trying to find. Somebody sent me a funny little quip on what do you describe as a May-December relationship or vice versa. Did you know Madonna is 55, her boyfriend is 22? Tina Turner, who I swear does not look 75, is 75, her boyfriend is 40. J-Lo is 42, her boyfriend is 26. Mariah Carey is 44, her husband is 32. That's what I keep telling Matt Johnson. Go for the older babes. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents or whatnot, you certainly can share. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Izzy in Missouri, how are you?
I'm okay. Just listening to how much Michelle and Barack are costing us.
A lot in that trip to Ireland.
Gnashing my teeth. Honest to God. Well, when you have Caligula in office, what can you say?
You're bad. Well, it seems like a lot. Listen, here's the thing. Doesn't it start at the top? Look, the president has to go certain places and we have to pay for it. Okay, that's a given. But
yeah, right.
Does it,
I don't
does
do
it,
that.
I, of course. Does it seem that it, though it's over the top opulent, though, when you go to extremes? There's a zillion hotels in Dublin. All would be secured and locked down
right.
tighter than a drum when you have the president
right.
there. So you could pick any, a decent hotel. I just was there. There's plenty of them. I don't get
it. I've been to Ireland several times.
So you know, yeah.
And I've stayed at some very fabulous hotels in my life. And let me tell you, I don't think, even if I could have afforded it, paid $3,300 to sleep in a bed.
Exactly, especially when you're touring. And here's the thing, Izzy, you're touring the whole time. You're not in the room, even.
And you're on somebody else's dime. But what calls me, the point here, think about this, and I was talking to my bus driver today. I said, why does he need all of this 24-7 air support, 24-7? There's 6 jets up there in the air flying 24-7, a ship off the coast with a full trauma unit, untold amounts of armored vehicles and other vehicles and trucks, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the entourage is just unprecedented. This guy's paranoid, and that's a scary thought that he is this damn paranoid, or something is going to be happening here soon, because it's like he has got his own little village with him that they could totally insulate him. When you
right.
jet air, and yeah, I know, I get into conspiracies, but this is unprecedented, absolutely unprecedented.
Well, here's the thing, Izzy. Do you think, and of course I'm not wishing this for any of the presidents we've had in the past or any of the current president or future presidents, but if somebody really wanted to get to the president, do you think they could get to the president?
Sure.
Yeah, so do I.
Sure.
It's just like any of us being on planes or any of the things that, you know, that we do or things you try to do to be safe. There's no 100%. There just isn't. They would tell you that. The Secret Service would tell you that.
And I was looking at some of the Secret Service people, and I thought, can you people smile for just once in your natural lives when you're on duty? Sometimes it just irritates the daylight out of me because they always want to look so tough, and I'm like, oh, please. But seriously, you cannot watch every second of every hour a person, and you can't cover many, many miles. I mean, there are any types of weapons that can be used miles away.
Yeah.
And though I don't wish it, because my God, what a catastrophe that would be!
Right,
you
I
never
agree.
Never hear the end of it.
I agree.
But this trip is just such a colossal piece of adjective. I won't kick off your sensors, but it's just garbage. And what we're paying for, Air Force One, Air Force Two, plus other planes. I'm embarrassed that those two people are part of America, much less sitting in the White House. I'm truly embarrassed. But real quick, immigration. You know, if Mark Rubio doesn't get his head out of his fourth point of contact, he will be a one-term senator, and he won't have a chance at the White House. People in Florida are so mad at him about his stance on immigration. Plus, a lot of other people are just mad, period.
Yeah.
And, honest to God, how can we absorb all these people? We're broke. And why are we absorbing criminals? And where are the American citizens that Rubio said the American people, one, they don't get it, they can't get it. What a slap in the face. And I'm like,
yeah.
I know people looking for jobs that illegals have.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Americans aren't wanting those jobs.
Right.
Because
you know, I agree with you. Izzy, listen, I'll stop you here. I just had this conversation with somebody today in construction that in the state of Texas, you cannot, unless you're a foreman, it's the truth, unless you're illegal, you're not getting any of these construction jobs that people used to get that they made a decent living on. Now they can't get them. They don't really get them. The hammer jobs, all that stuff, putting up frames, you made a decent living, nope, nope, and nope.
Are you talking about illegals they can't get?
No, illegals are getting them, and nobody else is getting those jobs.
Right. Well, that's what's happening in the Midwest with all the landscaping businesses.
Yeah.
We have huge landscaping businesses throughout the Midwest, and an American citizen cannot get a job because of the illegals, and that's just blatantly wrong, and now let them vote. Do you know that I have a friend that was asked if she was legal by the Social Security Department. She is British, but she lost her Social Security card. Now, she's been here most of her life. They will not give her a new Social Security card.
You're kidding.
No, because she cannot get her birth certificate. Because she can't get her ID. Because she can't get her Social Security card. And I served in the Army with her. And, oh, my God, I'm like, but an illegal can walk in and get one now?
I know.
I'm like, okay, America, please stand up and be accountable for. Start calling, emailing, writing your elected people. Do something because we are so far in the toilet. It's pathetic.
I agree, Izzy. I hate to end on a downer note, thanks, Iz, but the bottom line is what you just said there. Power to the people. And maybe some of this you're on board with, but I guarantee you're not 100% on board with everything that's happening. And when you see it, you spot it, say it. So call, send an email. You can be 23 and do this, by the way. I've never seen people email or text so fast in my life than anybody who's under 30. So why not? If you see something you don't like, because you're the future. This is your future that you're staring down the barrel of. And the bottom line is, you can't tell me you're on board. I can't believe you're on board with everything that's happening. The bigger we let the government just continue to get an unchecked power, you know what they say about unchecked power? It's going to go in the wrong direction. So be active, America. And in the words of Ron Burgundy, although I'm tweaking them a little bit, stay classy, America.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.